an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. South Korea's spy chief has told lawmakers that North Korea has sent another 1,500 troops to Russia in support of the war in Ukraine. Last week, the National Intelligence Service confirmed there were 1,500 North Korean special ops forces already there.
What exactly they're doing? Left to be seen. These are things that we need to sort out.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says it's an indication Vladimir Putin may be in more trouble than most people realize. Donald Trump's former chief of staff, retired General John Kelly, tells the New York Times that Trump admires dictators and praised Adolf Hitler while in office.
So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
Trump will be in Georgia today campaigning. Kamala Harris back in Pennsylvania less than 2 weeks until the election. American Airlines is being fined $25 million for how it treated disabled customers, including in an unsafe and undignified manner. The fine also for mishandling wheelchairs. This is ABC News. He was a man at the center of Fernando Mania. Dodgers pitcher turned broadcaster Fernando Valenzuela has died. Dodgers announcer Vin Scully in the summer of 81 after Valenzuela threw a shutout against the Mets.
He is the talk of the baseball world in English and Spanish and any other language that's close at hand. Fernando Valenzuela.
More from ABC's Kurt Sandoval on his 1981 rookie season.
If you're too young to remember Fernando Valenzuela when he pitched and his dominance to Major League Baseball and what Fernando Mania represented, consider this. This year in baseball, just one pitcher threw two complete games. When Fernando pitched, not only were his first eight games wins, they were all complete games.
Valenzuela, who won a Cy Young Award, was 63. The FAA putting us a step closer to flying taxis. It's published final regulations for what it calls the air travel of the future. This is ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. I don't know how that started, and I don't know if you ever said that, but I remember we used to sing that when we were kids. I'm sorry, but first of all, I'm not going to smell your feet. And second, if I did, I wouldn't be giving you something good to eat. I'd be dousing you with foot deodorant. The origin of Halloween can be traced back to the ancient Celtic times when it was believed that the souls of the dead would come out of their graves and go back into their homes. The people living there would dress up in costumes and would light bonfires to ward off the wandering spirits. That tradition evolved into what we have today. Children dress up in costumes and go around the neighborhood asking for something good to eat. Over the years, the church has observed this time as All Saints' Day, as a time to honor the saints of the church who have passed away and received their heavenly reward. I'm not going to get into the argument about whether this is a good holiday for the church to observe or not, but I do know this. Whenever we treat children kindly and with compassion, we are doing the work of Jesus. So go ahead, give those kiddos something good to eat. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feels so right.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Give your home or office a luxurious look with ceramic tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Dahl Tile has seamless designs for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look. Plus, easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Dahl Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Visit our Dahl Tile in-store display at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a strong cold front was marching through Wisconsin overnight, causing some scattered light showers, mainly in the northern tip of the states. Gusty northwest winds coming in behind this, ushering in cooler, more seasonal air today. And tomorrow looks like a quiet day. We should see some early sun before clouds roll in from the west. The next front should arrive tomorrow evening, and that one has more moisture and a good chance of producing a nice rainfall across most of the Badger State. We're thinking rain amounts between a quarter and a half inch would be possible, so that'll definitely help the fire danger, as we've had such dry conditions generally for the last 6 weeks. It looks like we'll see seasonal weather for the weekend. Get out there and enjoy. Nice sunshine as well. Early next week turning quite windy. Gusty south winds will pull in somewhat warmer temperatures. Looks like a weather system could arrive Tuesday or Wednesday with a chance of some rain. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler with highs in the upper 50s. Northwest wind at 8 to 18 miles an hour. Mainly clear and frosty tonight, falling down to 31 with light winds. Tomorrow morning sunshine gradually giving way to cloud cover, turning a bit breezy with a high of 64, south wind at 10 to 15. Tomorrow night should be a bit soggy with rain likely in the evening, gradually ending after midnight, lows falling to the mid-40s. Friday scattered morning clouds, then sunny and breezy, high up to 59 degrees. Over the weekend, we should see a lot of sunshine, low temperatures in the low 30s. High temperatures around 57 on Saturday, 61 on Sunday. It will turn breezy on Sunday. Monday partly sunny, breezy, and a bit warmer, high 65. Tuesday partly sunny, windy, and even warmer, high all the way up to 76, a 30% chance of rain showers by night. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 49 degrees at WRCO. Yesterday's top temperature was 70. The record high for October 23rd came in 1953 at 83. Record low 15 in 1960. Last year's high was 64 and the low was 39. Sunset will happen at 6 minutes after 6 this evening and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:26. Right now, northeast winds are at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 30.0. No precipitation today. And we have a partly cloudy sky. We're at 49, up 1 from the overnight low.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of the opening of volleyball and soccer tournament action last night. That's coming up. The Bucks will make their season debut this evening as well. We'll look at those stories and more right after these words from Sean's Auto Repair.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Kickapoo passed the first test of the WIAA volleyball tournament with a sweep of the Riverdale Chieftains. The scores Tuesday night were 25-13, 25-14, and 25-14. The Panthers never trailed in any of the sets on the way to improving to 15-9. Harmony Wenger, a senior, led Kickapoo on the night, including 7 kills in the third and final set. Senior Gwen Fredrickson had 9 kills and an ace during the match, and sophomore Annabelle Oliver led the way with great sets. Kickapoo will play at Brookwood on Thursday night in the second round of the tournament. The Falcons had a first round bye. Coach Amy Mathis says her team has been looking at improving.
We've had actually a pretty good season. It didn't turn out exactly as we had hoped. We were third in our conference, so we wanted to be first, of course, everybody does, but we just didn't quite make it. We were close, but we just didn't quite get there.
I know that you had a good battle down the stretch with Seneca and Ithaca. It looked like the conference was pretty competitive this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and I think overall volleyball has become a super competitive sport, and it's just such a popular sport right now that people are really putting in the time outside of the season to get better, and that makes everything competitive all the way around.
Kickapoo season continues on Thursday night. For Riverdale, their year ends. Seniors that played their final high school volleyball match include Kennedy Cooey, Zuri Dennis, Kira Prohaska, and Chloe Franklin. The Chieftains' final season record is 3-19. Elsewhere in Division 4, it was Fenimore getting the sweep over Boscobel. It was also Wisconsin Heights 3-1 over Iowa Grant. Southwestern got the victory against River Ridge in 4. Wisconsin Heights advances to play Mineral Point, and Southwestern will be playing at Hillsboro. In Division 5 last night, North Crawford advanced after a 3-0 win against Lafarge Youth Initiative. North Crawford will play at Ithaca coming up on Thursday night. Wunniwak Center was a 3-0 winner against Cooley Christian Providence and will next play Seneca. Wazika Steuben with a victory against Weston, 3-1. They advanced to play Highland. Potosi was a winner against Cassville, 3-1. Argyle swept Benton. Monticello, 3-0 over Judah. And Blackhawk was a winner over Albany, 3-2. In D5. In Division 3, Richland Center now knows who it will play in the opening match of the season for the postseason. Luther was a winner, 3-0 over Prairie du Chien. So Luther, a fifth seed, plays at fourth seed at Richland Center. It should be a good match. We'll have it for you coming up on Thursday night. River Valley at 11th seed knocked off number 6 seed Westby last night in 4. And the Blackhawks advance for a rematch against Dodgeville, a team they split with during the regular season. Rocco is a 3-1 winner over Lancaster and advances to play Cuba City. Darlington, 3-1 over Mauston, and also Shorewood Lutheran getting the win 3-0 over Clinton last night in Division 3. Division 2 volleyball saw Reedsburg get the sweep against Monroe. Wisconsin Dells a 4-set victor against Black River Falls, and Portage over La Crosse Logan in 3. In high school boys soccer tournament action last night in Division 4, Mauston won a shootout with Faith Christian after tying at 2 through regulation. Division 3, Dodgeville Mineral Point advances after a 5-1 win against Cambridge Deerfield, and so they will play Wisconsin Dells on Thursday. Jefferson ended the year for Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, 9-1. And in Division 2, Sauk Prairie 6-0 over Reedsburg, Baraboo 6-0 over La Crosse Central, Toma got the win against Sparta 2-0, and DeForest over Portage Point at 8-1. Here's a look at bowling scores from yesterday, the Lucky Strikers League. The series high belonged to Right Way Shell, 1853, Robin's Nest, 1762, Premier Co-op, a 1759. High Game Honors, Right Way Shell, 652, Robin's Nest, 644, Premier Co-op, a 635. Caitlin Davison with a series high of 532, Ann Maxwell, 495, Sharon Friel, a 495, and Eulala Pauls, a 491. Top game, Ann Maxwell, a 199, Eulala Pauls and Caitlin Davison each had 191s, Jessica Morris and Nicole Mottier with 189s. Splits picked up, Holly Pode, a 479 and a 310, Doris Trapan, a 310, Sherry Muller with a 310, and Tammy Schwingle, a 27 in the Lucky Strikers League. The Brewers have made a change at hitting coach with Al LaBeouf and Eric Thiessen getting promoted from their AAA affiliate. Brewers President of Baseball Operations Matt Arnold announced the moves on Monday. LaBeouf will have the title of lead hitting coach, while Thiessen will be on Milwaukee's staff as a hitting coach. They worked together this year as the hitting coaches for AAA Nashville. Connor Dawson and Ozzie Timmons had been Milwaukee's co-hitting coaches the last three seasons. Arnold said Dawson would remain on the Brewer coaching staff next season as a hitting coach, but Timmons will not be back. The Brewers rated sixth in the majors in runs scored, 777, eighth in batting at 248, fourth in on-base percentage, 326, 13th in slugging percentage, 403, and 10th in OPS, while winning their second straight National League Central title this season under first-year manager Pat Murphy. Chris Middleton won't be in the lineup when the Bucks start the NBA season in Philadelphia tonight. ESPN is reporting Middleton will miss the start of the campaign. The team is expected to move slowly as he returns from off-season ankle surgery. 76ers All-Stars Joel Embiid and Paul George will miss the season opener against Milwaukee and could miss more games as they return from injuries. George has a bone bruise but did not suffer any structural damage when he hyperextended his left knee last week. The Sixers did not say yesterday how many more games George could miss, and his return to play will be assessed later in the week. Embiid did not play in the preseason because of a sore left knee. He will also miss Friday's game against Toronto and will be reevaluated this weekend. In the NBA last night, LeBron James and Bronny James made history as the first father-son duo to play in the NBA together when they checked into the game in the second quarter. LeBron James is the 39-year-old top scorer in NBA history, while his 20-year-old namesake son was a second-round pick by the Lakers last summer. The Lakers went on to win the game against Minnesota 110-103 and Boston over New York 132-109. Finally, from the NHL, Washington 4-1 over Philadelphia, Minnesota 5, Florida 1, Buffalo 4, Dallas 2, Tampa Bay 8-5 over New Jersey, the Rangers 7, Montreal 2, Columbus 6-2 over Toronto, Detroit 1, the Islanders nothing, Winnipeg 3-2 over St. Louis, Vancouver 6, Chicago 3, Colorado 3-2 over Seattle, Nashville 4, Boston nothing, Carolina 1 in overtime over Edmonton 3-2, Ottawa 4, Utah nothing, Calgary won a shootout 4-3 over Pittsburgh, Anaheim 3, San Jose 1, Vegas 6-1 over Los Angeles. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Good morning. It is time for a vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story broadcast, sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green, ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. Lord Francis Rawdon, gazing from a window in his quarters, could hardly believe his eyes. For there, through the main gate of the stockade, strode a tiny red-haired, blue-eyed woman, unarmed, unaccompanied, and yet issuing orders to the prison camp guards as though she might be the King of England himself. "I insist on seeing my boys," the woman exclaimed. And Lord Rawdon, the camp's commander, irresistibly impressed and a little amused, invited this bold intruder to tell him personally the rest of the story. "You," she said, "are holding my two sons a prisoner. The younger is barely 14. They were captured following a skirmish 40 miles from here. The woman, her name was Elizabeth Hutchinson. The woman went on to relate how the boys were subsequently sword-slashed by an arrogant British officer, angered that his young captives had refused to shine his boots. They were then forced to march without food or water and even bandages for their wounds all the way to Camden, South Carolina, and to this very stockade. You may speak with your sons, Lord Rawdon said, but I ought to warn you that there's an outbreak of smallpox among the prisoners. Well, Elizabeth just brushed that warning aside and demanded once more to see her boys. Take this woman to the second floor of the jailhouse, Lord Rawdon told a sentry, and that ought to have been that. But only a short while later, Elizabeth returned, banging with her fist on the commander's door. Her sons, on the daily ration of a solitary piece of stale bread, were starving to death. Their wounds from the British officer's sword remained untreated, and for all she knew, they were both contracting the deadly disease that was now ravaging the camp. I've heard there's to be an exchange of prisoners with the rebels, Elizabeth said. You must include my boys among the prisoners you release. And Lord Rawdon, more impressed than ever by the bravery of the fiery-eyed Irish immigrant, granted her request. For her elder son, Robert, help had arrived too late. The 40-mile journey home, made more arduous still by a cold, drenching downpour, only weakened him further. He died of smallpox 2 days later. But Robert's younger brother had become infected as well. So Elizabeth watched over him day and night until he was out of danger. And then she hurried off to Charleston Harbor, 160 miles away, to nurse ailing American captives aboard disease-ridden British prison ships. It was in this effort that she died several weeks later, probably of cholera, after which she was hastily buried in Charleston in an unmarked grave. Yet don't let it be forgot as we revisit and revere the men on whose deeds the foundation of this fledgling nation was laid, that one of those men would certainly not have survived to make a difference, but for the daring of his mother, Elizabeth Hutchinson Jackson, who alone, yet unrelenting, snatched him from British captivity in 1781. For the history of the American Revolution and beyond reveals the patriot who was to become the seventh president of the United States, Andrew Jackson, to have been above all a man of courage. Now you know where he got it, because you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
100.9 WRCO.
Said I got you, yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85, got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night, it's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord. So man made a ball.
the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here, didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world, said it's short days, said it was good.
Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church on WRCO. 8:35, I'm just kind of licking my wounds this week, friends, because I just got kicked again in fantasy football really badly by three items or less Hess. Adam creamed me. And it wasn't that Adam had just a tremendous stellar week. My poor beleaguered team, how many are on a fantasy side? Is it seven or eight? We didn't even get 500 points, 479. We were projected to get well over 1,000 points. And at the top of the list, Jordan Love. You know, he's my quarterback. And after the injury, he hasn't scored as well. But still, you know, you'd think maybe, well, he had three touchdowns, but the interceptions cost against you. So he didn't do well. But yeah, I didn't even get 500 points. One of my running backs, one of my wide receivers who was supposed to get 90 points had negative one because he had one pass completion for like 3 yards. And then he had a pass that was caught behind the line of scrimmage and lost yardage. So he got negative one for me. So way to go, boy. We're going to make some wholesale changes this week. I'll tell you what, that general manager, he's going to have to make some really tough decisions. Anyway, some notes on movies today. It's funny how over the years, different movie lines kind of get ingrained and they really never were said. One of those, evidently E.T. never said E.T. phone home. That's often been quoted. And Darth Vader supposedly never said, Luke, I am your father. And Humphrey Bogart never said, play it again, Sam. Among the movie misquotes over the years.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Later today, we'll have a musical guest in studio, Sarah Harrelson, coming this way from Knoxville, Tennessee, and she's had some songs on the radio over the past 10 years or so, but we'll meet her on the air coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Always look forward to some live music and some fun with musicians passing through here, courtesy of Grassroots Promotion. Well, up next, our trivia question of the day is sponsored by Welsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Trivia time today on a Wednesday. We go with a sports trivia question. All right. So the postseason for volleyball is underway in the state of Wisconsin, WIAA teams. The question today, what is the standard height of a volleyball net for women's volleyball? Is it A, 6 feet five, 2 3/4? Is it B, 7 feet 4 1/8 inches? Is it C, 8 feet 2 1/4 inches? Or D, 9 feet 3 inches? The standard height for a volleyball net in women's volleyball, that's the question today. 608-647-4155. And the winning answer wins from Walsh's Ace.
Check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. What he means, and he means what he says, and he's funny. last call hour. And not cause they cheated, and not cause they lied, and not cause they're sort of sorry after a fight. And wait, there's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no.
Megan Maroney on WRCO Radio. Congrats to Stacy Atman, who knew the right answer. The standard height of a volleyball net for women's volleyball, 7 feet 4 1/8 inches. Yeah, the second choice that we gave you. So congratulations, Stacy wins from Walsh's Ace Hardware. And women's volleyball certainly has grown in numbers. It has taken over. And girls basketball in the state of Wisconsin has lost a lot of numbers. So girls volleyball, a little shorter season, and that might play into it. I think also in the state, having success as the Wisconsin Badgers have had, I think that's made quite a difference too and brought a lot of interest to the sport. So it's become one of the fastest growing in high school sports. Maybe not as quickly growing as girls or women's wrestling has gone over the last few years and really doubled and tripled numbers. So things are happening for women's sports, and good to see those numbers out there and athletes participating. We're at 50 degrees here at WRCO Studios.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head, a camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side.
My boots off this time.
That's Hardy on WRCO Radio. Good morning. It is 10 minutes before 9.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for Defund the Police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
6 minutes before nine, we'll have guests on talking about the anniversary of the Wisconsin State Riverway Board. That's during the morning show today.
Some lies, had too much fun on some Saturday nights. Pride gets the best of my hard head sometimes. I straighten arrows, got swerves. Grace isn't what I deserve. Oh, I ain't a Sunday morning choir. I'm a dirty boots in the back pew backslider.
The highway that you love is calls, cause baby, it's a loving time. It's a loving time. It's a yours and mine. The reason for the rhyme is at the end of the line. It's a loving time. It's a yours and mine. I thank God for the life I'm living, for the gift of love that she's been given. I need a pause for the call, cause baby, it's a loving time. It's a loving time.